90.3 WJTL, Laura Story's latest single, Hello Unknown. Before that, Great Things by Phil Wickham and Toby Mac with Kirk Franklin, Mandisa, Lose My Soul. Good Thursday morning. I had to say Thursday because I'm not usually here at 7:03 and you're hanging out today with Annie and Mindy.
Hey, good morning. You can follow the WJTL Praise and Worship on Facebook and Instagram to keep up with the Worship Song of the Day info. There's new worship releases on there, songs from local worship leaders. Plus, you can join Chrissy Lee Sunday mornings for one of my favorite things we do at WJTL, which is the Praise and Worship program. It happens from 6 to 10 a.m. on WJTL. It's also, we are in the hour of 7, which means our good friend Chrissy Lee stopping by the end of this hour to bring us the worship song of the day.
Yeah, and Annie and I are honored and blessed. We have a guest this morning in the studio live on the radio with us is Dr. Eric Bierker. I asked if I could call you doctor, and you came up. I can call you Dr. Boom, but I'll call you Dr. Eric. Sorry, Bierker.
Inside joke there.
With College Transition Group. Eric, thanks for joining us. Is there anyone you want to give a shout out or a hello to this morning?
Well, I retired from the Northeastern School District, Northeastern High School, after 3 decades of service, so I'd like to say hello to our Bobcat students and staff, parents, and community.
I saw your t-shirt has the Bobcat paw print on there, so I was hoping that was the school district you were with.
Indeed.
And you're also with the College Transition Group. Eric, can you tell our listeners a little bit about what that is?
The College Transition Group was a service I developed back in 1997. I had worked at Millersville University in the Act 101 program, which is helping transition students to college. And I saw these kids came to Millersville with a great deal of need, and I was thinking of interventions of how to help these kids, not just transition to the academics of college, but the social and
That's also a huge transition.
Like the emotional side to college. And so I came up with a small group intervention, which is kids getting together and talking about what was on their mind, helping each other, and then me kind of being a facilitator. So that was 1997, and I did it with the kids that I worked with. And it was really remarkable how transformative it was for the kids.
Yeah.
Because they can often tell things to each other that will be very, very helpful versus an adult saying it. Like kids can talk to kids.
They're a little more transparent with one another.
To their peers, for sure. Yeah.
And so this led you, how much later did you write this book that I'm holding in my hand? On the Edge. What's this about, Eric?
Well, let's see. I wrote that in 2000. Man, I have to check again. You had asked me that previously. And I
it's all good. But did it come out of this group that you started?
Yes, it did. So this has been a kind of an interest of mine and a passion of mine for years. It was written back in 2014. So what I did is I was doing some of these transition groups at school and also doing them like through churches and things like that. And then I decided to go to Temple University for a PhD in educational psychology.
Hence the doctor.
And it took me 10 years to finish. It was harder than I ever imagined. But one of the things I focused on was what we call college preparation knowledge, what kids needed to know. If they, like, for example, if their parents didn't go to college, they have an information deficit. They need to.
There's
a lot about college that we just assume kids are going to pick up, and it's not true. Like, when do I take the SATs? Why do I take the SATs? When do I do my FAFSA? All these kind of things. So I focus on college preparation knowledge, but also with the idea of adolescent development, what helps kids grow and mature and develop properly. And part of it's like the group idea, but also teenagers' adolescent mind, how it's changing with the prefrontal cortex. So I wrote the book after all of that. And maybe towards the end when I was working my dissertation, and the book wound up being, again, a lot harder than I ever imagined. Everything's harder than we think it's going to be.
But if God put it on your heart to write it, there's somebody out there that needs this.
Sure.
So not just an in-person group, but maybe to just in the comfort of their home, read this. Mm-hmm. And then if folks want to reach out, I understand you have a website, collegetransitiongroup.com.
Yes, indeed. And there's information about how to get the book through there if you're interested. It's available on Kindle through Amazon.
Okay.
I just looked at Amazon. Like the hard copy version of this book is like $40. Don't buy it there.
Gotcha.
go to the other link through Lulu, which is the publishing entity that I use to publish the book. So,
and
Lulu.
Real quick before we go into the news here, do you ever go out and speak on this transition?
I certainly have. I have a pretty extensive media. You know, I'm 58 years old, and I've been working at this since I've been about 27.
So know a few things.
Yeah, I've been on WITF. I've been in WGAL.
Gotcha. So you could talk about this.
Oh, I could talk forever.
Well, Eric, we're going to have you back on our next break. We're so glad you stopped by. We'll talk more about your book, and maybe we'll give a copy away. How's that sound?
Sounds groovy.
All right, please stick around. Annie has your local news. We have your weather forecast and, of course, the music. So that's all coming up right now.